This is Wade Rathke, the Chief Organizer Report on finally real action on predatory payday lenders in the USA. Well, now we're talking. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, what a name, is stepping up big time with new rules to rein in predatory practices of payday lenders. Just because they have storefronts dotting ubiquitously in lower income neighborhoods does not mean they're small fry. This is over a $46 billion business with 16,000 lenders collecting $7 billion in fees. That, despite a patchwork effort by some state regulators, still goes crazy fleecing people in 30 of the states. So here's the deal. The CFPB says they're going to insist, perhaps as soon as the beginning of 2017, that lenders will have to prove what we call affordability. They will have to independently establish that a potential borrower has income and that the income is sufficient to allow them to afford to repay the money they're seeking to borrow. Furthermore, the CFPB is reportedly going to cap the number of rollovers of the original loan, and that's almost as critical as the affordability test. From Acorn's research and extensive studies we've done in Canada, the whole business model that drives payday lending is recidivism. Rolling over the original loan multiple times with additional fees and interest charges and coming back over and over again for more. We'll have to see the final published regulations to know how tightly the CFPB is going to monitor these rules. We've been demanding in Canada a central database that would keep a family from jumping from one payday lender to another and getting caught in a debt trap. But it's hard to tell if the CFPB has been willing to take that step yet, though it's well needed. The CFPB is also proposing that before a payday lender debits a borrower's account, they'll have to provide 3 days' notice in writing. This could prevent larding on of bank fees, which exacerbates the original debt. Is this fight over or just beginning? Well, it's really just one and what. The rules will be subject to public comment until mid-September, and the industry and its political friends can be counted on to fight furiously even over these measures, which also leave a lot to be desired. There's no cap on the level of debt that would be deemed affordable. There's no clear standard on what defines affordability. There's no cap on fees or interest rates. There's no clear standard on pyramiding loans from multiple lenders. There's no disclosure of the larger banks and institutions that are providing the money for these loans. You get the message. This is a first step, not the last. But it's a start to bringing this industry under control, and that's something that will matter greatly to many low and moderate income families. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.